This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, time for the crossover. Getting Zipper Steinmetz, Guru, Willard, and Dibs in the house. And you're right, I was, you know, hoping that you would show up on Saturday, yeah. Goo. And, you know, but we're going to convene
a little
later.
But you had a great party without me.
But it would have been better if
no
you were
doubt
there.
It
you
know would have been, yeah. But he had a good time, Will and Dibby.
Yeah, it's awesome. And yep. Today's the actual day, so happy birthday.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Any secondary plans coming off of the... the house party, it's your actual birthday today, so you do get to have a day.
I love Dibs.
Well, Goo's going to buy me one. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I don't really want to look at alcohol at this point, but...
Oh, I don't want to put pressure on you.
Oh, well, no, we're going to have okay, one because yeah. You owe me one.
A little hair of the dog.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, no, I'm going to...
Wow, I've never heard that.
But 2 days later, too.
Yeah. Look,
this isn't
it.
The day after.
No,
this
it's not.
This is the day after the day after.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Still a little late. It was in bed by 6 p.m. yesterday.
Okay.
I'm going to make dinner for my brother and his girlfriend, and we're going to hang out with the dog. And
should they be making it for you?
Now, that's what people have been telling me, but it's my birthday, so I can do
we
what
love
I
you,
want.
Jack.
What's on the menu?
I'm going to make some scampi. Yeah.
Look at my man.
Throw a little seafood in there, some mussels.
Do what's it like, kid?
Yeah.
Will, can you cook?
I like to think that I can.
I can't.
I know my way around a kitchen.
I'm looking for. Can you cook?
I'm trying to further my creativity. Let's put it that way.
How about you, Dibs?
I'm decent. And
decent.
Everyone's got some go-tos. You know.
I went from ferocious to actually decent. And the way I went about it is I used to get those Blue Apron boxes.
Oh, okay.
Sure. So you get the Blue Apron. And you get,
wow.
Comes with instructions.
It comes with instructions. You get three meals in there. It comes with instructions, and it walks you through it. It's like, you know, dice the green onion. All right. You got to Google it. What is dice as opposed to chop? Okay. You dice the green onion.
And important distinction.
You follow the instructions, and you get done, and then you look at it, and then you look at the picture on the card. It's like, that's not bad.
Okay. Wow.
Kind of nailed that, you know?
Yeah.
So it taught me certain techniques and certain flavor combos, and then I married a woman who actually can cook, and
all
so
right.
I'm back on the shelf.
Yeah, you're like a quarterback. You know, you have your number one receiver, you have your safety blanket.
Look at you.
And then sometimes you like to sort of break out and maybe find your two, your tight ends open on an out route. It's your second or third read, but you know where the ball needs to go. And it takes a while to get there.
Put it this way, Joe. I would rather follow the directions when someone gives you a recipe then follow the directions that come IKEA box.
I got you.
Let's put it that way.
I got
like
you.
Like, I find that...
There are no words.
The kitchen is a lot easier for me to navigate than some of the other bedrooms in the house. Go ahead and cut that. That didn't come out the way that I meant it.
I was about to say.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Look, you need me to build some furniture?
I'm
like, how about if I'll cook you the meal when you're done building the furniture?
Yeah, we had to go to TaskRabbit, which...
TaskRabbit, I've been using them for years.
What is that?
TaskRabbit is you have a task.
It's actually called tapout.com.
It's really, it's about going to the bullpen, you know?
So you get
a piece of furniture, and we got a big dresser for the baby's room 3 years ago, and there's no chance that I'm going to put it together. I don't have those skills. My wife is 9 months pregnant. She can't do it. So you go to TaskRabbit and you put in the task that you need, and some of these rabbits will bid on it. And, you know, Jim in Concord will say, I'll build that for $50. And you go, you're hired. And
you gotta be kidding me. No doubt.
Puts it together?
Just outsourcing.
That's right.
That's what it is.
Wow. Dude, have you ever put together like a backyard trampoline?
Something like that, but I give up.
It's not easy. Yeah. It's not easy. You got all of those. I mean,
springs.
And all those springs, and it takes a lot of elbow grease, and it's just like at a certain point, am I going to fight?
I got you.
Am I going to fight this?
Mess it up.
For 2 hours.
Yeah.
Right. And then find out that I did it backwards.
No.
Or are we just going to find out if somebody will come over for $78.
There you go.
And tell me when you're done.
Damn.
And I'm like, that's how I'm wired. $78.
You got to at least give it a try, right?
Turns out you don't.
No.
All you need is a laptop or a phone. And it's done.
Done, yeah.
Wow.
My ex-wife was the IKEA master, and she could put together anything and everything. Actually, she went to Steiny's one day and put together some chairs for him.
Sounds about right.
Oh, yeah.
Evan and Grandy might need
wife.
I don't think he paid her, but she said, I'll come help you.
Hey, Ken, you taking notes back there?
10 years. It might have been 12 years. We're going way back. The one fail was when she got a closet in our bedroom, and it goes from floor to ceiling, and she assembled it lying down and then tried to stand it up, but it wouldn't stand up.
Yeah.
She thought that
friction.
It was too big. No, the hypotenuse.
Oh.
To swing it all the way up, that long side, it was too long. So she had to disassemble it and then assemble it standing up, actually fit.
Man.
Yeah, the steps are important.
TaskRabbit is not.
That's incredible.
It's not a masculine move.
But I would
pay
them, yeah.
Yeah.
I would have lied and did it while, you're gone. It'll be ready when you get back.
You're like, honey, look what I did.
Get the credit.
It's not a masculine move, but it might save a fight or two or yourself.
Speaking of chairs, I'm snitching. Ken came over to Grandy's and Evans for the birthday party, broke a chair.
You're going to have to eat this one,
buddy.
I heard.
You got to send him a Cash App or something just for the replacement of the chair.
How did he break the chair? That's the key.
Sending it.
Three letters, SIT. I don't know.
Abundant life.
I mean, was the chair already somewhat fragile?
There was another individual that was in that
Carter
chair for the majority of the night.
He's trying to blame Carter now, but it didn't break on Carter's watch.
You know, it's kind of like Ken's a point guard. Carter's the power forward. He's in the low post quite a bit, and then Ken just was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back.
What was the status of the chair before the night began?
Honestly, I've been waiting for someone to break this chair for probably 3 years.
Oh, you didn't tell me that then either.
I've had multiple friends come over, speaking of Taskmasters, who have tried to figure out how to reassemble this thing.
You didn't tell me that.
No one has had any type of success. Yeah, but I'm still going to make him feel bad for it. Yeah, he broke the chair.
Absolutely. He broke the
but
chair.
But he showed up to the party.
That's great. Yeah, thanks for showing up.
Clearly. thanks for playing.
Thanks for coming and breaking a chair.
Jake Moody on line 1.
I was going to say, you guys still done with him or what?
I don't know that I was done with him before. But
people have been treating him unfair.
Are they? In what way?
He can't do anything right. Like, this guy cannot win.
Now we're at the almost, it's like the quarterback that throws interceptions. Okay. Well, it was tipped off of Dibs' hands. It's not his fault. The ones that are going in now were crucified. It went in. But where they drafted him is why he's on his, if you deem 9th or 10th life.
I don't care
but
anymore.
Relax and build him up.
I don't care where anybody was drafted. You don't get, to me, you don't get to do that.
So you're done with him.
Well, no, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I'm not going to get freaked out because he was the third rounder the same way, you know, vice versa with Brock Purdy or Jonathan Kuminga or whatever. Like, I'm not doing the where they were drafted and they're therefore
draftism.
Right. Like, just play. Like, are you a good kicker? Like, do you kick the ball straight? And I don't think that Saturday was a great day. I think it's wonderful that he hit a 59-yarder at the buzzer. But you're in a dome. You already missed one. You hooked a 26-yarder that would have missed from 27. That's just reality. Those are not good kicks. You rebounded, but I love the conversation you guys were having. There's a little bit too much Rudy for me at the end of the game. What's behind why we're dogpiling a preseason game?
Oh, man.
On some level, that means that you're either
on thin ice.
You either don't have confidence in him and you were like kind of surprised, or you're knowingly trying to lift someone up who you feel like needs it because things aren't in a good spot. And that's not good. Wow. They have a game in 2.5 weeks.
They do.
And so how do y'all feel when he lines up?
Dibs,
how do y'all feel when he lines up?
I feel good. I feel,
you do?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I feel confident, more confident than ever. And yeah, he snuck one in, but it's a make or miss league. So he gets the three for that. He missed a PAT. He missed a long field goal. And if you look at 50-plus field goals, I'll have the percentages for you shortly. But it's no automatic, even for the best of the best. And the fact that they mobbed him walked it off in a preseason game, it's a little Rudy-ish, yes, but maybe that's what the kid needs. And if he is somebody who is struggling with a crisis of confidence, then by all means, guys, gather around and carry him off the field.
Can we get into that? Like, and I'll just be out there in front of everybody as possible. I was about 3 hours ago, I was on a couch with a therapist. So this has nothing to do with therapy.
You okay, buddy?
So I'm honest. Great.
You all right?
I'm doing awesome. I'm a little lighter in the wallet than I was 3 hours ago, but it's fine. My point is like, I am pro therapy. I think everybody could work on themselves,
no doubt.
Right? But is this how we want it to sound? Where after games, Jake Moody is taking us through his entire sort of mental journey of being an NFL kicker. I'm having a hard time with that inspiring confidence when you go kick footballs for the San Francisco 49ers.
Okay. Like, and I want to.
I don't think it feels great.
Evan, if you could be our DJ here, because it's not a lot of sound, but
I'm a real musician.
I'm with Dibs. I hear you. Can you play who Kyle says he talks to and doesn't talk to? Because if Dibs is right, which I agree, I'm not a ball coach, but I believe what you said everybody needs. And for Kyle to say this about his relationship, what I'm deeming from it, it bothers me because I feel like this is exhibit A of who you need to build up. But check this out.
Yeah, Kyle, who'd you text before the game?
No, I don't talk to the guys. I don't talk to kickers very much. Just tell them to make it.
Dibs!
Yeah.
If my kicker is
totally
on my team,
I totally get
we're going to have a relationship. Anything you need, chop it up. But not I don't talk to you.
I mean, what's to say? Make the kick. And Jake, thanks, Coach.
Hey, Jake,
I'm playing,
buddy.
I mean,
but to what Willer talked about, wherever he talked about in his session, you could talk about how you doing, what can I do for you. But to be, you know, like that didn't sound like he was invited to the party they had last year when Pearsall got shot.
I'm sure he's invited, but Kyle's not going to have him sit at his table. He's the kicker, and the kicker
part
is
part of your team, Dibs.
Of course,
and very important part.
He can be, and he sure was on Saturday when you locked down that preseason victory. And you get to a spot this year, and if it's that same scenario, and it's a regular season game, week 7, and he goes out there and he makes it, Kyle's going to be happy. If he misses it, Kyle's going to be on the phone calling whoever is out there on the street and saying, are you free to come in for a tryout?
I don't think this is abnormal at all. I don't think coaches talk to kickers. And in fact, there are a lot of coaches. I mean, if you're an offensive guy, you talk to your quarterback.
Yeah.
Are you getting in the weeds with WR3? Bill Walsh, very famously, wouldn't even get near most of the players. Wouldn't even get near them.
The great Bill Walsh.
Right? I don't know if that makes you feel any better, but he didn't, like, there was no direct coddling psychology. Hey, go get there. He stayed completely away from the players because you have to keep that ability to run your business. And it's a cutthroat business.
So you can't get too close is what you're saying.
I mean, like, I think if they did get close, Kyle would look at him and be like, better make your kicks.
And if you do get close, it takes years. And even then, like his relationship with Deebo Samuel, it's going to have to come to an end at some point. You might have to trade him. You're listening to 95.7 The Gabe, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. It, to me, like when I understand supporting a teammate and the guy is obviously going through a lot and you want to prop him up as much as you can. But to me, the entire team mobbing him at the 50-yard line, even after an impressive kick, was like an admission of astonishment. It was, oh my God, I can't believe he made this kick, as opposed to, attaboy, like that's Jake Moody. Jake Moody's going to make that kick 10 times out of 10. And that was the feeling that I was sort of left with, and why Daniel Carlson, who's on the other sideline, I think he's going to make that kick because he's an all-pro. But I don't have the same feeling about Jake Moody. And that's, to me, what I felt like a lot of the guys were kind of telling us without telling us, that here's someone we really need, but we don't have full confidence in going into the regular season.
I think that's a little unfair.
No doubt, get him, dude.
A 59-yarder. I mean, that was a pretty spectacular
preseason game.
But still,
the game doesn't count.
It counts for the players 71 through 90 who aren't going to make this team.
But Jake Moody's got a spot on the roster.
Right, maybe. But the other guys who... And think about the way it unfolded, where Moody ties it with, what, 40 seconds left, and then you get a pick, and you get another crack, and he makes another one. So, yeah, you didn't win the Super Bowl, but if you are... fill in the blank guy we've never heard of who won't be on the team in 8 days, that's got to be a cool moment. You won a football game in preseason, but it's something.
I think those 45 seconds, I think what those players were saying was like, I mean, you held off the pink slip.
But then, Willard, to your point, he made off, 5 of 6, and you said it wasn't that great of a day.
It wasn't that great of a day.
That's why he's at the fans.
Dibs knows this. I'm a very much a process over result guy.
Yeah.
So you hit a bad kick. It's wonderful that it went through the uprights. That was a crappy kick. That's an awful.
So it's almost like you missed
awful,
it.
Awful NFL
kick. It's like Steph Curry banking in a three.
Right.
You know, and I'm not saying Moody's Curry, but any player where you hoist a three and you bank it in, it's like
it's a bad kick. It went in, so yay, but it's a bad kick. And so I think that reaction from his teammates was almost like, yay, we'll see you at practice next week, because what you just did in this last 45 seconds probably fends off, you know, a bunch of kickers trying out for us. On Monday.
To Evan's point and yours, wouldn't it be something that could vault him into getting his confidence back?
Maybe, but it's week
and it
to
wasn't
week.
A 20-yarder, Evan. It was a long kick.
Yeah, Jake went to Michigan. He's smart enough to know that it's like, yeah, it's not going to change my career path. And these guys mobbing me, it's going to feel really good. And Kyle Shanahan said he broke him down. That's giving me PTSD, Willard. And
oh, that's great.
Cheers.
Yeah. Thank you. And that's all well and good, but he's still going to have the same problems or perhaps successes that he was if he didn't get mobbed at midfield.
And my point is, he's your problem. He's your kicker that you spent the resources on what you did.
Third round.
Okay. So with that, I feel like that's helping them not say night-night. I feel like the politics of where they picked him, Will, it's still kind of, you know what, we're going to do this one more time.
I mean, you'd like him
to
be the kicker.
No doubt about it.
You'd like him to be the kicker.
And to Evan's point earlier, he could miss and we could be right back where we started, but it did have feel of the mob, Dibs. Of the kid in the high school team that never gets in.
Right.
It's a blowout, gets
in,
makes a bucket.
Yeah.
I wasn't too far. But then I heard Evan talk about it. I go, why did, was that kind of sarcasm from his teammates? Like, you hanging on by a thread.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it was just in the moment where they were happy for their teammate. Yeah. And whether or not that gives him the nudge of confidence to get over the hump, we'll see. The bottom line is this, gentlemen. Last year, from 40 yards and beyond, he was 10 for 20. That's not going to fly.
That's terrible.
So if you're 50%, and those are the big boy kicks, 40 yards plus, Brandon Aubrey, your guy, was 28 for 33 on those exact same kicks. He's got the big leg.
Right.
He's got the big confidence. That guy almost didn't miss all year. The league average, 84% accuracy. Moody last year was at 70?
See, he can't have, I told Evan, yikes. I don't believe he can have the same year and come back. Like,
That's how dire it is this year.
He has the same year. He's not going to make it to the halfway.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Point. You won't make it to the bye.
Wow.
Facts. And yeah. I mean, and you said they put the draft capital into him. I don't think that that's why he's still around, but he's out of chances. No matter if he was undrafted or first round pick or whatever, this is it for Jake Moody. Either you kick and you kick well, you're allowed to miss, of course. But, you know.
It don't sound like it, but I hear you. Well,
who was my guy that missed the kicks for the Bears and then went on the, like, the Good Morning America the next day? Was
the
that
double doink?
Cody Parkey?
Yeah, the double
was
doink.
That who that was? See, and Cody Parkey, like, he did this whole, like, he missed. He missed, and his team got eliminated from the playoffs. And then he's basically celebrating mental health on national shows the next morning. And I know for a fact that his teammates are like, excuse me? So you're going to miss the kick, and then you're going to go out in front of America and play the martyr role while everyone cheers for, hey, let's be nice, even in our lack of success. And it's like, yeah, I don't want death threats for the guy, but this is professional sports. It's a performance-based deal, and you don't get to go, like, up your name value because you sent all of us home because you can't make a 29-yard field goal. Like, they didn't like that. They did not like that.
Man.
And so my point is I don't love, like, yes, you're a kicker. It's a very, very mental sport because you're not even really a football player. You're just
He was last year, and that's why he got hurt.
Yeah, but you come out here right 3 to 5 times a game, and you kick the ball straight. That's it. Nobody wants you to touch anybody. So it's a very, very mental thing, and I get that. That's understood. I don't want everybody talking about that mental journey on talk shows the day after games.
Because then he's kind of hiding behind.
Also is just like it means you're not confident. It means you're not confident.
Yeah,
like, we've watched kickers kick balls straight all year and never miss, like never miss. I don't know, man. Yeah, no, I did not find that to be a great day.
What'd you guys think of Brock Purdy in his first drive?
It's awesome. I mean, that's what you wanted to see. You wanted to see one long drive where he could make some throws and a couple incompletes, 13-play drive, and all right, Brock, we'll see you in September.
No touchdown, no dibs. And I know I'm nitpicking, but I'm just like, get it.
It's an interesting nitpick, and I think it's right to pick that nit because as we go into last year, one of their biggest problems was red zone offense. They got down there a lot, and they couldn't get it in. So it's preseason. I'm just going to file that one way in the back.
Right. No, and
it's
I
filed
am.
Away.
Yeah. You don't even have Christian.
But him and Pearsall were the bigger story.
There's your story.
I've been hearing about it, but I told Evan I saw it, and I liked it. How sustainable is it? We'll see. But if I'm Juwan Jennings, I'm like, man, I need to get back quick, fast, in a hurry. He's scared.
I already think Ricky Pearsall's their number one.
I just asked Evan.
I've been saying it for 4 weeks.
Is that a good thing?
Yes. It's your first-round draft pick. He has the makeup of a wide receiver one. Juwan Jennings does not. He's a very good player.
But he almost was the MVP in the Super Bowl, Juwan Jennings.
Sure. You can be
a
great.
So do you trust him? I get what you're saying.
I trust them both. I trust them both, but like, yeah, Ricky is supposed to be a very good player in this league.
And he looks
like this is a first-round draft pick. And I still don't understand why people are so worried about him taking this big step forward this year. I think if Juwan had already just been healthy and in camp all year long, they would still want Ricky Pearsall to take the one role. I think he's a first-round draft pick.
It's more about him staying on the field, I think, than his actual talent, no? I
mean, that's been his enemy.
He's been hurt like his entire career.
But in camps mainly, right? He was hurt in the camps. I don't think he got hurt playing actual football.
Showed up hurt.
Yeah.
Well, he got shot.
Showed up hurt. Then he got shot.
Once he played
last year, he stayed.
Yeah.
Like in college, though. I mean, he had true. Trouble
you
staying on the field.
You guys had Herman, and he was like, you got to protect him from himself
now.
Yep. What's that mean? Soft tissue stuff. Yeah.
That means he works too hard in the offseason.
He's like Christian. He's like Christian.
But yeah, that's a lead.
They're wired the same way, I think.
And Christian McCaffrey's been hurt a lot in his NFL career, and they played very different positions. But yeah, I think like Pearsall is supposed to be your number one receiver. And in an offense with Juwan Jennings as your number one, to me, is an offense with a ceiling. It's just, it's limited. And, you know, their number one pass catcher is probably going to be their tight end. But Ricky Pearsall and Brock Purdy's relationship on the field might be the one that is the most important this season. You know, we know what he's going to do with Kittle. Juwan Jennings is the ultimate safety blanket if and when he signs a contract and gets out on the field. But Ricky Pearsall and Brock Purdy's, to me, is a question mark, and I'm optimistic that it's going to be a fruitful one. But I think their offense is going to be determined by just how good he is in his sophomore season.
I also think, and I know it's going to take a minute for them to get there, I think Robinson looks really good.
Oh, man, we just talked about him.
I think that...
how many games, Will? Is there any way he could avoid it?
Whatever, it's going to be two or three, probably three. But I just like, if you're looking at the season as a whole, let's say that the 49ers get 13, maybe even 14 games of Pearsall, Jennings, and Robinson, and then you sprinkle in whatever else, you know, young guys, Cowan, Watkins, whatever. I'm Ayuk will come along at some point. I'm comfortable with that.
Mm.
I really am. I know they may not be ready week one, but I'm comfortable with that.
That depends on how often you can have the lead in the fourth quarter, because as we've seen throughout the Shanahan era, they don't come from behind very often. When they enter the game in the fourth quarter, they enter the fourth quarter trailing. Brock Purdy has one regular season win, and by and large, the Shanahan system is not built to really come from behind. So if you have the lead and you have that receiving core, yeah, I'm with you. It's more than enough.
No doubt. Well, appreciate the birthday wishes, boys. Do you want to cash in that chip in a few minutes?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. I was just stunned. Same place, same time tomorrow. We'll get into the Tuesday night West Coast game starting at 8 p.m. NBA. Why does that bother me?
The Warriors have three of them.
Are there three?
There's three of them. Why does it bother you?
I'm up, but damn.
Tip off in 6 hours.
Yeah.
It's like,
can't wait.
I don't know. That's a little late for your boy.
That's how you win all your money back after your 4 o'clock
loss.
Hawaii on Saturday.
Exactly right.
There we go.
That's right.
The rainbow.
You always need a late game. Can we do one at 11 also?
That's great. Oh, man.
All right, take it easy, boys. Will and Dibs coming up next on 95.7 The Game.
Good luck with the scampi.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.